It's Tuesday, February 25th, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbian. Records indicate 966 new vehicle sales in January, a 1.7% increase from January last year, but a 12.2% decline from December. Seminar Storm economist Almandro Janssen attributes the drop to seasonal trends and post-holiday financial constraints.
We expect a moderate boost in vehicle sales, particularly in the light commercial vehicles used in construction, trade and logistics. Some consumers may also shift towards more expensive models, lifting the average selling price in the market. Trade and logistics firms could see this as an opportunity to modernize or expand the fleets. Despite lower interest rates, challenges still remain. A weaker rand and global supply chain issues could push up vehicle prices, limiting affordability. Consumer confidence is still fragile. If borrowing costs continue to ease, we could see a substantial recovery, but affordability constraints and economic conditions may keep the pace of growth gradual rather than imminent.
The Industrial Development Agency released its first annual report since its establishment in 2018, revealing asset management worth $3 billion. NIDA's board chairperson, Sebilon Kankondi, shared the figures, while Finance Minister Ipumbu Shimi urged the agency to adopt a high-performance culture. NIDA's CEO, Richwell Lukonga.
It was an integrated process that as we were busy with our financials, we were also busy with the development of our integrated strategic plan, which is a five-year strategic plan from 2025, 2026, 2029, 2030 to the realization of Vision 2030. And that strategic plan has been approved by our board and also submitted to the line ministry. One of the things that we have done was also to look at the business model, where we assessed various NIDA business associates and come up with a business model for NIDA in terms of its operations.
Trigon Metals, Combat Mine and the Mine Workers Union have reached an agreement benefiting 533 retrenched employees. According to a media statement, the deal includes severance pay, leave compensation, relocation support and employer-covered medical exams. Retrenchment packages are set to be paid today, with a recall list ensuring priority rehiring if operations resume. Continentally, the Sudanese army claims to have broken a nearly two-year siege by the paramilitary rapid support forces on El Obeid, a key southern state's capital. BBC Africa has it that this development follows the RSF's signing of a political charter in Nairobi to establish a breakaway government in its controlled areas. The conflict, ongoing since April 2023, has killed tens of thousands and displaced millions. On the international front, France's President Emmanuel Macron has warned Donald Trump not to surrender Ukraine as he pushes for a peace deal with Russia. The two leaders met at the White House on Monday on the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Our correspondent on the ground in Washington is Nick Harper.
The French President Emmanuel Macron's message to Donald Trump was clear, that the push for peace cannot come at the expense of Ukraine. He said that there must be security guarantees baked in. So far, it's not clear what they may be, but being discussed is a potential European peacekeeping force in Ukraine after a peace deal is signed. But Emmanuel Macron told the US President during a press conference that the ceasefire deal cannot amount to the surrender of Ukraine. Another European leader will be pleading Ukraine's case on Thursday. The UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expected to meet President Trump at the White House. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.